Good morning, Knicks fans.
What's up?
What's up, everybody?
I'm Danny B.
It's the morning drive.
It's the morning drive. We're talking Knicks.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys had a good weekend. I know I definitely did, minus these Knicks games, of course. If you've been rocking with the morning drive, make sure to hit that like, hit that retweet, if you will, and be sure to leave your thoughts in the comments. I want to know what you guys are thinking. Where are you at with this team? You know, we played the Blazers Friday night. Tough, tight game. We had a 14-point lead. We saw it erased. We go to OT. We lose. That brings us to Madison Square Garden yesterday where we played the Grizzlies. Everybody was back available, right? Cam Reddish back. Derrick Rose was back. JB not looking like he's going to play, but he says if his leg's not broke, he's playing. So everyone's back available, right? And I felt like both teams were looking to hunt in the paint early on. Both teams looking to get in that paint. But Steven Adams on one end, you got a top five defensive center in the league. Mitchell Robinson on the other, top five defensive center in the league. I love these battles. I love when these two go up against it. You know, and Mitch looked good early on. He was getting up there, had a couple blocks, looked a lot more healthier than he has recently. But our three-point shooting was horrendous. We were 1 of 6 in the first quarter before IQ finally got one to drop, right? And we go into the second quarter. We're up one. It's a battle. We're going back and forth. You know, the Grizzlies, they keep getting theirs. We have to keep fighting back for it. Again, our three-point shot not falling. We were 3 of 16 at the half from deep. Just horrible. But even so, we're only down 2, 54 to 52. And we come out in the third. We continue to battle back and forth. We see JB trying to get it done. But the Grizzlies, they go on a 9-point run. We come out with an 8-point run. The problem is, that's when everything's clicking. Everything's working for us. And we didn't have everything working for us, everything clicking, for 48 minutes in this game. So what happens when that, when you see that, the Grizzlies end up continuing to keep finding some separation. They go up by 10 on us at the end of the third quarter. We go into the fourth. We're fighting back. JB just played a great game. RJ had a good game too, but JB, a 30 burger last night, willed us back into the game, hit some clutch free throws late, just wasn't able to get it done. You know, he had two opportunities to one, win the game, and then to tie the game, and he missed both shots, unfortunately, just like he missed a game-winning shot in Friday night against the Blazers. But you can't put the onus on him. It can't be all on him. You know, he's been great for us, but he needs help. He's got to have options. You know, 127 to 123 was the final score before I get too far in this analysis last night. Obviously, we lost. Brunson, again, had 30 points, had a great game. But, you know, late in the game like that, when I felt like he got the ball and had to take those shots, I felt like there was no plays drawn up for him. It was like, get the ball to JB and just let him do what he does. You know, and that's okay because I like JB and he's a good player. But help him succeed a little bit more. Give him some more rope to succeed with, you know. Just tough, you know, and you saw it in his post-game, you know, interviews. He kept saying, you know, he appreciates how everybody took him in with such open arms, you know, but he hates to let the team down missing those shots. So I don't put it on him. You know he could hit them, just didn't fall for him this time, unfortunately. But it is what it is. RJ had a lot better of a game. He shot 50% from the field, 9 of 18. Felt like he picked his shots a little bit better. And when he was driving a couple of times in the game, right, when you see him driving into, say, 2-3 guys, there was a handful of times last night where I saw him dish the ball. I need to see you do that more. It's only going to help yourself, because the more you drive into the paint and look to dish it, people aren't going to collapse on you so much. They're going to hedge a little bit more. You're going to make yourself have a little bit easier of a time, man. I'm telling you, just continue to drive and look to kick it if you can. It's the simplest thing. You know you could drive it into the rim. So help yourself a little bit more. That's all. It sucks that IQ went down with a knee injury. You know, we finally get everybody back, everybody available. I'm looking for some consistency, some chemistry, and IQ goes down, you know. And he's had a great stretch early in the season. I definitely want to see him get right back to where he left off. Grimes, doing a great job continuing. I'm not sure if he's 100% just yet, but he's getting there, man. He's definitely making impacts on both sides of the ball. Randall played a good game last night. Just want to see him be more of a team player. You know, I want to see more cohesion with the team, more chemistry with the team. You know, that's what I got. That's the morning drive. We got the Pistons tomorrow night. I feel like every time we have a bad stretch, there come the Detroit Pistons around the corner. You know, and I don't want to go into the game with that kind of an outlook. You want to come in there with your foot down and, you know, take care of business. But hopefully it's a bounce back game for us. You know, we're 9-11 now. We could definitely look to get one up and get back to 500. So that's where I'm at. I'll definitely talk to you guys next on hump day. I'm out. Enjoy your week. Peace.